Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first hour. Very sportsy. A lot of basketball.
A lot of basketball.
And that's okay. Because
and a lot of kids talking smack to grown-ups.
But that was still sportsy.
It was.
So, yeah, I didn't.
Damn kids.
These kids today.
I know. No respect.
That's how you're starting to sound.
Yeah.
That's all right. Teach him some respect.
Well, would have been nice.
Yeah, 713 asked me, have either of you guys ever done critical mass in Houston? And I have not. For one thing, it starts at 7, I think, and I'm on air. But, and not to be, I don't want to sound like I'm ripping on it, but all the bike rides I do, I like to make sure they obey the rules of the road, that they respect, because cyclists get pissed off when cars don't respect them, and I do that when I'm riding. But I also get pissed off at cyclists for not being cognizant of pedestrians on a trail and cars when they're on the road.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, the whole idea to share the road means share the road. It doesn't mean let's take over. And the whole concept is really to take over the streets. And that disrupts things. And I'm just not a fan of that.
I'm with you.
So it's not something I really want to participate in. But, you know, just but people enjoy it. And that's cool for them. It's just, and plus, I'd be the oldest guy on that ride. I don't want to do that. I'm already the oldest guy on most of the bike
rides. I don't ride bikes with people, so that's why I haven't done it.
Yeah, see, I love doing that.
And if I go ride a bike, I ride a bike by myself.
But we do a lot of bike rides, and I prefer the smaller ones. And the breweries the breweries in our area will do them all the time, and so we like doing those.
Yeah.
Because usually it's no more than about 20 people, and you get to meet people who like good beer and, you know, that are from the neighborhood, and it's really cool. So, but yeah, I don't like doing the really big ones, and I've been on a couple that were just poorly run, and, you know, I'm not for that. I want everybody to, I want bikes to enjoy the road. I want cars to enjoy the road. I want people on running trails to be able to run on the trails we got without getting run over by bikes.
Yeah.
It's just it's all kind of common courtesy stuff. But I've been beating on that drum for way too long. Robert wants to know, is Dallas Keuchel just going to sit out this year because he can't get a mega deal?
I think at some point he's going to...
He'll sign.
Yep.
So, a little Texans news for you.
Okay.
There's a couple things that I wanted to get to. First off...
They've traded for Dwayne Brown.
No, that's not...
Mm.
Sorry. little dust in the wind for Alfred Blue.
I'll be honest. How did Alfred Blue last as long as he did?
He needed the money.
But I'm saying, how did the Texans not just go, you know what? I feel like every training camp, there's guys who were like, man, this guy's got great top-end speed. This guy's a great pass catcher. Like, this guy's got more upside. Almost every running back that's been here in the last 4 years has had more upside than Alfred Blue. Because Alfred Blue's move is like run 2 yards and fall down. But he's made it. He made a career here. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Well, to be fair, he did a lot. He was a very good special teams player.
Yeah.
He was a good blocker in the backfield. And, you know, but they, yes, can they do better than that? Yes, and they should. There are rumors that they are interested in Duke Johnson along with a lot of other teams.
See, that would make that's a guy who gives you an interesting wrinkle.
Yeah.
You know, that's not just a running back.
And apparently they're still looking at.
And what, I mean, the Jaguars who have seen this guy, they sign him right up.
Well, and that's probably it. I think there's a lot of little things that he does that make him useful. And, you know, do you want him being your featured back? No.
No.
But, you know, he should just be a guy that gets a few carries a game and then does special teams and everything else for you. See, the win totals are out from Vegas?
I did.
So, let's play our game. I'll give you the team and the number, and you tell me over under.
All right, let's do it.
Patriots are number one on the list, 11 wins.
Over.
Yeah, that feels low for them, even no. with losing Gronk and everything else. Chiefs, 10.5.
Under.
Yeah, if they don't have Tariq Hill.
I think that there's some problems there, personnel-wise.
Okay, Rams, 10.5.
I'll go over.
Yeah, I don't
think way over.
No, I think that number is pretty. I think it's 10 or 11 wins for them.
I'm trying not to have a pass, so I'll just say over.
I'll go over as well, but I don't feel good about it. Saints 10.5
under.
Yeah, I think 10-6 is your Saints number next year. Chargers 10.
I think that's the number, so I'll take over just in case. That'd be the way I'd go.
I'll take under in case Phillip Rivers dies this year.
That could happen too.
Bears, 9.5.
I think you're going to get over with the Bears. I think the Bears are a pretty good team.
I think so, too. I think they're a 10 or 11 win team. Here's another one I'm going to take the over on. Colts, 9.5.
Easy over.
I like the over on this one, too, because I think this team bounces back big time. Eagles, 9.5.
I think I'm on an under there because I think 9 is the number.
All right. Speaking of 9, here are your teams at 9. The Cleveland Browns.
Under.
Yeah, I'm under on that. Packers.
Under.
Under. Steelers.
Under.
I'm going to go over.
Okay.
I don't think they're as bad as people think. Vikings.
Over.
Over. Los Vaqueros. 8.5.
That's tough. I'll go over.
Yeah, I'm leaning over as well. Falcons, 8.5. But my first reaction is, I got to go over, but man, I don't know.
I know. They've burned me, man. Yeah. It feels like an over. I guess I'd have to say over.
Ravens, 8.5.
Under.
Seahawks, 8.5.
Over.
Yeah, give me over. I think that team is going to... Early prediction, I'm not going to be shocked if they beat out the Rams in the West this year.
Same.
Texans, 8.5.
I'll go under. I'll say 8.
You know what? I'm going to go over because they're going to be 9-7.
9-7.
They're a 9-7 team that may not get in the playoffs, but they're 9-7. Titans, 8.5.
Under.
Under. 49ers, 8.
Boy, under.
I'm going to take the under on that
as
well.
I love Jimmy Garoppolo, but God, who knows what he's going to look like when he's out there. I mean.
And if he's, you know, if he gets hurt again, who knows. Panthers, 8. To me, it's how recovered is Cam Newton? Because he was hurt last year. If he's right, they win more than 8 games. If he's not.
I said I wouldn't pass, but because I feel like this is the number.
That is the number, yeah. There's no question.
I guess I'd say over if I had to.
All right. How about the Jaguars at 8?
I think under.
I'm going to go over. I think the Jaguars.
You like that team.
I do. I think they're going to.
I think they've upgraded a quarterback, but I think they've got some real problems in that locker room. I think they've got some headache guys. Well, they do have Alfred Blue now, though.
So yeah.
Pretty much fixed everything.
I missed my joke on that earlier, but that's okay. Broncos 7.
Give me over.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go over as well. Jets 7.
Give me under.
Under. Lions 7.
Oh, they sucked last year. I'll go over, though.
I'm going to go under. Bills 6. Give me over. I think they made some pretty good changes on this team. They're better than a 6-10 team.
Yeah, I might go slightly over.
I mean, they're not much better. They're probably 7-9.
They're not a 500 team.
Yeah, let's not start bleeping each other's bleeps just yet. Buccaneers 6.
I'll go under.
Boy, I like Bruce Arians being there, but yeah, I don't think Jameis Winston's any good. There's another one I'm probably going to go under. Giants 6.
I'm going to go over. Just when we think the Giants are the worst, that's when they have one of those years.
That's true. Raiders 6.
Under.
I want to go over, but John Gruden. Redskins 6.
Under.
I think I'm with you. Cardinals 5. This Kingsbury thing could be a disaster.
I'll go under.
And the Miami Dolphins 5.
Give me under.
Okay. I cannot disagree. So there you go. There's your win totals.
Yeah. I think my ones that I feel the best about are Colts over 9.5 and Titans under 8.5.
Yeah, I think I would. And I think that's a pretty good correlation because since they're in the same division, I'm with you on that.
I think Colts are somewhere in that 11-12 range. I think Titans might be in the 6 range.
I just, you know, I like some of their offseason moves, but you know what I don't like?
Their
coach or their quarterback. And that's always the first two things you look at. Fairly or unfairly, it's always coach and quarterback.
I'm right there with you with that.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about Big City Wings. And just mention I'm going to be on my own for a few days, so guess who's going to be doing some Uber Eats to Big City Wings over the next couple days? This guy. But it's a great place to go and watch your baseball. You can watch your basketball. Just go out to any of the locations. We're getting into good patio weather now. You can sit out on the patio. There's crawfish, the wings. There's a reason they're known as Houston's Wings Joint, but they've got everything else. And specials every day. And the 2 for Tuesday deal, it's exactly what it says. Double the wings for the price of one. 7 locations. Rayford's coming soon, so there'll be 8. You can enjoy the Big City Wing treatment all over Houston. And, man, I'm telling you, it's not just the wings. Their burgers are fantastic. Everything's made from scratch, and it's all quality food, family-friendly atmosphere. All you have to do, find that location nearest you and go check it out, bigcitywings.com. Follow them on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's all Big City Wings, bigcitywings.com.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome
Happy Monday, everybody.
Is that your...
That was my Fred Fowler.
Oh, really?
No.
About to say, it sounded more like Anson Ainsworth.
Yeah, it kind of was. Yeah. It wasn't a great fit.
Happy Monday.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday out there. Are you ready?
I was going to say the Barry doing the Fred impression.
Yeah, maybe that.
When Barry does an impression of me, it makes me sound like a 1950s racetrack caller. It's like,
and the blitz is on, see? Yeah. See, just get funny. On the rail.
It's exactly what you look like right now. You look like a whirling dervish.
Like a hep cat? Is that what
Something like that.
I'm a hep cat!
Meow. Nope. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter how I dress. It doesn't matter what I wear. You guys are going to have something to complain about. So
yes, always.
I'm just gonna roll with what I like, and
that's all that matters.
You know, and hey, man, bleep that. That's all there is to it.
Hey, guess how many brackets in our office pool have guys with a chance to win?
Not me.
Not you.
Because I had the Zags.
There are currently two of us remaining.
Well, I know you had Virginia, so
I have Virginia.
You have a shot.
And Alex Gold, who works on, I don't know what time he works. What time does Alex Gold work on the network? He works, I think, maybe nighttime or something. He's around here in the evenings, but he's got Michigan State.
Wow.
So
he's a smart dude.
Either there are three potential winners.
Okay.
Myself, if Virginia were to win. Or if Virginia just wins one game and Michigan State loses to Tech, I would win.
Okay.
Alex, who would win if Michigan State wins. Or Joel Blank, if Michigan State and Virginia both lose.
Possibility.
There is a possibility. So hopefully things go my way and I'm the champion.
Does Alex not have the best name for radio?
That's a fake radio name.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. Yeah. His actual name is Alex Keaton.
Oh, okay.
And everybody was like, oh, God, it reminds me so much of that, you know, that stupid TV show. And he was like, okay, I'll change it.
Well, I know a lot of people.
Something easy.
Well, a lot of people go with gold. So he's like Alex Gold. He could have been Alex Silver. That would have worked. Why does no one ever want to be bronze?
Yeah.
I'm Alex Bronze.
That's not good.
It doesn't work, right?
He should have been Alex Platinum and just stepped it up a level.
What about Alex Copper?
And what about Alex Copperfield?
Well, that's, you know, then his career would disappear.
Mm. Yeah. Why didn't you come up with a clever radio name?
By the time I got to radio, the only way people knew who I was from the newspaper. So if I changed my name.
It would have been nice if we could have just called you the Falcon, like, and pretended like you didn't have a real name.
Yeah. And then I could have. So that's what I'm going to do when I'm like ready to quit doing sports. I'm just going to go be late night music guy.
Hey, and people will just call you the Falcon?
Yeah, I'm just going to be the Falcon. I'll probably go do it in some small town like Lincoln, Nebraska.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, guys, man, we're going to be playing the hits tonight. Everybody chill. Let's go back to 1984 and play some Van Halen, man. And I'm going to smoke a doob, and we're just going to be cool.
Yeah.
It's the Falcon. Here on 97.7, the Shark.
You might be on like NPR radio.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's too low for me. I mean, that's too calm.
And the weather today.
Yeah, that.
Taking a look around town.
NPR reminds me of the guy in Good Morning Vietnam that wasn't Robin Williams.
You're going to be doing traffic reports in Victoria, Texas. So on the road today, there was an accident. Avoid the road. Yeah.
You'll have to take the dirt road out of town. No, I don't think I'm going to wind up. I don't think I'm going to crash that far. I don't think I'll be that low.
Oh, I do. Pool. I do.
I think I'm going to be. I think I'm doing fine. And but I always someday I would love to buy a rock station. And you know, we haven't had a good rock station in this city since 101 died. I want to bring back some, you know, semblance of that.
I'd like that
because. It drives me nuts.
Imagine a station that played new rock.
Well, played a little bit of everything. You play new rock, you play some of the classics, but
how about
you mix it up?
Don't play, God, what's the song that they always play on the buzz? The Clint Eastwood song by the Gorillaz. What year did that song come out?
God, I don't remember.
In
2002, I think. 2001, 2002.
Okay. I would guess 2000 or 2001. Either way, you're talking about a song that's over 15 years old.
That 2001.
2001. That shouldn't be playing once a day. Like, that should be something you hear, like, maybe every couple years it pops up and you're like, yeah. Oh, man, you remember that? But that's like in their rotation there. It drives me insane. That's what I mean,
see that
when I'm in my wife's car, it's misery for me.
Well, yeah, fortunately, I'm on Sirius, but even the Sirius channels that I like, they rotate the songs too much. Like, you'll hear the same song two or three times a day on there, and that's just too much. That's not what my station would be.
One of these days, I'll put on my music programming hat, and I'll just draw you a giant map of how this stuff goes down.
Well, it's stupid.
Well, I don't want that map. I want my own map. I want personalities that are playing, you know, a good... Like, there's that one, that station in Beaumont, what is it, the Big Dog? That's a pretty good station.
You know what else I don't want to hear on the buzz? Imagine Dragons. Just don't want to hear it. Like, are you a pop station or are you a rock station? You know what else I don't want to hear? 21 Pilots. Are you a pop station or are you a rock station? Let's decide, bro. Let's decide. The station, what was it called in Austin? 101X was the rock station in Austin. Same thing. I mean, it's the... They're still playing songs from like the late 90s, early 2000s. They rotate through the same 10, 15 songs all day long. It's obnoxious.
Still
playing Toadies. Like, come on, dude.
But it kind of... It hurts my civic pride that I go to Dallas and they have decent rock stations.
Yeah.
I go to Swift Current, Saskatchewan, and they have a better rock station than we have here in Swift Current. 27,000 people.
Well, you should buy a radio station and make it happen, Fred. Why don't you buy 94.1, the map?
That signal...
You know what you could call it? Rock Map.
No. I would come up with some stupid rock name like 94.1, the Shark. Yeah.
Just do, whenever we get the NHL team, you name the mascot after the NHL mascot. That way you have the ability to lure them in and do the play-by-play there.
But I
94-1, the Beaver.
Oh, well, yeah, the Beaver would work.
The Ice Beaver.
No, I don't want a sports on there. I want it to just be music and then have fun shows like... You know, what I grew up with. Like, I grew up with Moby and Outlaw Dave and all those guys. I want that kind of station. And, you know, a nice mix of talk and BS and music. Yeah, but nice. But I want a good, you know, I want new music and I want classic rock, but I don't want to be overwhelmed by either one of them. I want it to be the personality of the people doing it.
Well, there's a few different markets who this show right here would be on their rock station. Pittsburgh, I think, has it. Minneapolis has one. Their rock station, their afternoon drive show, is a talk show, but like three songs per hour sprinkled in.
Yeah, when I was in Austin, I got offered a job, and I ended up deciding between that job and this job, and I ended up choosing to come do this job, but I got offered a job at a morning show at a classic rock station in Austin, basically like doing a comedy show. And I was like, would you want me to talk about sports? I mean, whatever, if you want. And, yeah, I like to think I made the right decision, but because I don't know what's happened to that show. The guys that I would have been doing with were a little older, but that's a thing. There's I like it. I like doing just talk radio.
Yeah, I do too.
Unformatted talk radio.
Well, I mean, this show could be a part. We could simulcast this show on my station.
Okay.
That would be fine.
And talk less sports?
No, I mean, I think what we do fits. It just, we, you know, but I also want there to be shows that play music.
Yeah.
But I also, man, I like stuff like some of the, like the behind the music things that they do. Like have a guest who comes on and talks about their songs and you spend an hour playing Metallica and you have Kurt Hammett on for an hour. That's the kind of stuff I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Or let's do an hour of ZZ Top. Have Billy Gibbons in. Let's get the Greta Van Fleet guys and do an hour with them and just play their music. That's what I want to do. I just, you know, I need about $10 million and another $5 million probably in seed money to buy it.
When you win the World Series of Poker and the handicapping contest, the horse handicapping contest and the super contest, you'll have enough money to buy a rock station.
I mean, but I don't want to quit doing this.
Even if you had that kind of dough?
Yeah. Yeah, I like doing this. Now, I'd probably give up some of the other stuff I'm doing.
Yeah. If I made a couple mil, I would quit doing this show.
Yeah, see, I'm still having too much fun with this. And I kind of feel like we've worked really hard to get this where it is.
We have.
And I don't.
But I want to walk away like Calvin Johnson or Gronk and have people go, you know what, man? That guy, he was good. And he could have kept playing and he could have kept balling, but he decided to walk away on top. How about that? You don't like that idea?
Yeah.
Whatever, Fred. You don't support me.
No, I think
that's
fine.
You never support my ideas.
I think that's fine. I
think he's doing fine.
No, I think that's a great way to do it. My preference is I just don't want to stay until I'm irrelevant. So there's a balance. But I think I could be relevant longer being a late night rock and roll jockey.
Yeah.
But I don't want to just do classic rock. I like new stuff too.
Would you let Juggalo Trey be a DJ on that station?
Yeah. He could do the Juggalo Hour.
And the
Actually, yeah, he would be kind of a cool fit. Although I hate his music choices. Everything that he says is good, I think pretty much sucks. But
yeah.
That's all right. I want people to have different things.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I got to tell you, the Kentucky Derby's right around the corner, and where are you going to play? Well, I'm playing at BetUSRacing.com. In fact, my picture's on their website. And at BetUSRacing.com, you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone, and it's time to get in on the action. I was playing all weekend on it. You can place your bets this week on the Santa Anita Derby, Wood Memorial, and Bluegrass Stakes. This is the week where you have three of the biggest preps, and next week you're down to one, so this is where you want to get in, see some of the horses. Of course, that's assuming things work out at Santa Anita. But BetUSRacing.com offers daily rebates. You can bet on whatever you want, and you can use the exclusive promo code PONY, and you're going to get 10% cash added to your next deposit. How about that? And if you need some action between races, you can play blackjack in over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today to qualify for a $150 bonus. Start betting today. Get that blood pumping. Don't forget to use the exclusive promo code PONY, and you're going to get 10% cash added to your next deposit. BetUSRacing.com. It's time for you to get in on the action. It's killing me, though, because I don't believe in the things that I do. And now my favorite color is blue.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Walt says, talking about the end of The Blitz is depressing. I don't like to think like that. We're not going to end The Blitz if I buy a radio station. The Blitz is still going to be part of it.
We're only going to end The Blitz if I become ultra wealthy.
Yeah, and we know the odds of that are like less than 1%. So
right.
Yeah, you know, there's no reason to. I'm
and I'll move away to a secret island somewhere.
Well, that's my plan. But I'm
your secret island's in Canada, though.
No. I might want to go somewhere else. But I feel like I have 5 more years of this, and then I'll start thinking that maybe it's time to do something else. But I think 5 more years is doable. But we'll see. Mr. Gow may not want me for 5 more years.
That's a fact.
Let's see what Alan has to say.
Sports, Alan.
Hello?
Hey, Alan.
Alan, yes. I was just going to say that I listen to the one local college station that I can get here. And they play quite the diversity of music, anywhere from rhythm and blues to old jazz to new music. And that's so, I mean, you know, if that's where you want to go, that's the kind of station you need to build. And I'm out.
All right.
Jazz, no.
No jazz for you?
No jazz for me. Jazz is self-indulgent. I've played in jazz bands. I don't like it.
What about smooth jazz?
No, jazz. My station is going to be a rock station. Let's make this clear.
Something that makes you take your rock out.
Exactly. With your jock out or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's going to get your blood pumping. And it's going to be a good mix of old and new. We're not doing any jazz. We're not doing any rhythm and blues. I'm sorry. There's plenty of stations that do that. Well, not for me. Not.
He's talking about Alvin Community Colleges. I mean, they schedule theirs like that for a reason, to give the students, you know, multiple formats that they were working
in. Well, and that's great. Good for them. But, you know, on 99.1 The Falcon, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're gonna be a rock station, man. We're going to have some really good morning personalities. And, yeah, we'll have Juggalo Trey. We'll have the Juggalo Hour.
I don't know if we should do that in the mornings,
though. No, he's going to be like middays. We can't put him in an important spot. Or like Saturday nights at 11.
I'll
like
do
that.
The morning show. As long as your morning show's on from like 9 to noon.
But, we'll see. I don't see it ever happening, but that's what I'd like to see. That would be my vision for the station. I need a good program director, though.
Oh.
I wonder where I'd go for that.
I don't know.
You already have one station you're doing. I don't know if you can handle it.
Well, what's the offer, Fred?
We'll talk off here. All right. 713-780-3776. And I don't know if I had one other... A couple other little Texan stories I wanted to get out of the way. One was USA Today did this whole thing of the worst coaches for every team in their history. And
For football?
Yeah. Well, the Texans don't have that long of a history, and they've only had three coaches. So it's not hard to go with Dom Capers as the worst coach, right?
Yeah, I think, well... I'd say that it's too early to tell.
Oh, at least O'Brien's got him to the playoffs.
O'Brien didn't take over an expansion franchise.
Yeah, you know, when he was in Carolina, he took over an expansion franchise and got him a long way.
That's true.
I think the problem here was Charlie Cashley was a terrible GM. You go back and look at those early drafts when they had all those extra picks and how many misses they had. It's almost comical.
Actually, I want to find that list. I want to see who they say about everybody.
Well, I'm sure we can find it, but that's like the Browns would be kind of hard.
Yeah, Browns would be tough. I mean, who's really earned it? Eric Mangini?
Oof. No, I don't know. Hugh Jackson, maybe.
He's up there, too. I mean, that's tough. That's a tough call.
So... Here's some of your draft picks early on that Cashley had. David Carr might have worked out if...
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
What about Jabbar Gaffney with your second-round pick?
Not a great choice.
Chester Pitts with your second-round pick.
That's not bad.
He's not bad, yeah. Fred Weary, third round. Mm. Charles Hill, third round, got cut. Jonathan Wells, fourth round. Mm-hmm. They drafted a fullback in the fifth round. Jared Baxter. Ramon Walker, a safety in the fifth round. DeMarcus Fagans, who played for him a little bit in the sixth round.
He lasted a little while, at least.
Howard Green, defensive tackle. Milford Brown, offensive guard. Greg White, defensive end. Ahmad Miller, defensive tackle.
Yeah, this isn't good.
Yeah, and then here's the second year where they actually had some names you'll remember, but they had a couple of extra picks in that one. Andre Johnson.
Yeah, he worked out. He's good at sport.
All right. Second round pick, Benny Japru.
Not good at sport.
Second round pick, Tony Hollings.
I honestly don't remember Tony Hollings.
He was a running back from Georgia Tech. He was their supplemental pick.
Did he play?
Not really, no. He was never anything.
I don't remember ever seeing him.
Antoine Peake, who had a little bit of success. Lasted.
I mean,
for a third round pick, yeah. Also third round pick. Seth Wand.
Okay.
He was the Julian Davenport of his day.
Yeah.
Also third round, Dave Ragone, quarterback. Fourth round.
Didn't quite pan out.
Here's a guy who did, and then the rest of them didn't. Dominic Davis in the fourth round.
Yeah.
Sixth round, Drew Henson.
Not great.
Sixth round, Keith Wright from Missouri.
Remember Drew Henson was supposed to be really good at football and baseball, and then... surprise, he wasn't both. Good at either. Yeah. Like, that's the he pulled the wool over two whole sports eyes. I mean, good for him.
Curry Burns and Chance Pierce were your other picks. And that's your first 2 years where you had extra second and third round picks.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough to get by.
And they just made a lot of bad decisions. But, yeah.
You want to try this out?
Sure.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I like that rock station idea. You know, and Fred was talking about the old days of Houston rock, and could throw some 80s in there. Maybe, you know, like call it the banger. So, you know, banging your neighbor's wife and banging your neighbor's daughter at the same time. The banger. You know, keep it kind of low key.
And banging your head. Bang.
Don't really want to bang neighbor's wife or daughter. That's not
That would be considered inappropriate. Yeah. But at a rock station, you're supposed to be a little bit inappropriate.
Well, it's okay to bang guys' wives.
It's okay to bang one or the other. It's really disrespectful to do both, I think.
Well, especially if you don't like the guy.
If
okay.
he's a bad neighbor, yes. But a good neighbor, choose one and choose wisely. Think about legalities and things like that.
So do you want to hear some of these other coaches?
Yeah.
Worst Cowboys coach. Care to guess?
Campo.
Dave Campo. Worst Redskins coach.
Boy. They go through them fast. God, who's the guy that went from they got from college?
Steve Spurrier is who they have listed.
That's probably about right too.
Eagles, I'm surprised wasn't Rich Kotite. They went with Jerry Williams from 69 to 71.
Okay, yeah, I don't know Jerry Williams.
Yeah, some of these are way too old. But Giants, Bill Arnsparger in the 70s.
That's a made up person.
I
would have thought Ray Handley.
Falcons, Marion Campbell. Okay, that's still a little before my time. Panthers, George Seifert.
Yeah, how about Bobby Petrino? Falcons. That's disrespect, Bobby Petrino.
He was pretty awful.
Yeah.
How long did he last?
1 year.
Yeah.
Who's the Panthers?
George Seifert.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, I think.
Saints, Mike Ditka.
Easy one.
Buccaneers, Greg Schiano.
Yeah, that's probably true. They had some, like, in their old school, like, who was the coach when they traded away Steve Young?
Oh. That was McKay, wasn't it?
Maybe it was. I thought it was
that was a little before my time.
Ray Perkins.
Might have been Ray Perkins.
That was like when I first started watching football.
The Bears' worst coach was some guy from the 70s I've never heard of, Abe Gibron.
Yep, never heard of him.
Vikings, Les Steckel in 1984.
Okay.
Packers.
Did you say in 1984, like he only coached 1 year?
Yeah, he coached 1 year.
Nice.
Packers, Lindy Infante, 88 through 91.
All right.
That was a guy who was like the superstar coordinator.
Yeah, didn't work out.
Lions, Rod Marinelli.
Yeah, that's fair.
Here's an interesting...
He was the first guy ever to go 0-16, right?
Yeah. Seahawks, Tom Flores.
Yeah. He almost went 0-16.
Okay, 49ers, they go with Mike Singletary. I think you'd make a case for Jim Tomsula.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough call. But I think you can make a call for Mike Nolan.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had some good ones that you could make a call for.
Or not good.
Dennis Erickson. They've had a lot of bad coaches.
Yeah. Rams, Steve Spagnuolo, 2009 to 2011. Yeah. I'd still go Jeff
Seems
Fisher.
Jeff Fisher may be the answer there.
Cardinals, Dave McGinnis, 2000 to 2003. Parlayed a 1-8 record as the Cardinals interim coach into the full-time job. They never finished above fourth in their division in the next three seasons under his watch.
Boy, Dennis Green wasn't very good either.
No.
Good for the Vikings, not for the Cardinals.
Dolphins, I think there's a lot to choose from. They go with Cam Cameron in 2007.
Cam Cameron replaced Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Also not very good.
No. Patriots have Rod Russ, 1990.
1-15.
Okay, Rich Kotite was Jets, not the Eagles. I got that confused. Rich Kotite, 1995 to 96. Coached the two worst season in Jets history.
Ooh, congratulations.
Yeah.
And what did it get him? Keyshawn Johnson.
Mm-hmm. The Bills, someone called Jim Ringo in 1976.
Okay, before my time.
Way before my time, too.
Most of my life, the Bills had one coach, and he was awesome.
Yeah.
And then since then, it's been kind of a revolt. I mean, Rex Ryan should be in that conversation.
Yeah. They went 3-20 during his two seasons. That's worse than Rex Ryan.
That is worse.
AFC South, Mike Mularkey for the Jags.
Well, I think that one's still TBD.
Okay. Titans, you can't use an Oilers coach. They use Bill Peterson in 72-73, so that doesn't count, Titan. Dom Capers for the Texans. And for the Colts, Rod Dowhower in 85-86.
All right.
Bengals, Dave Shula. Browns, they have Mangini. Ravens, Ted Marchabrota in 96. Again, that was the old Colts, so I don't know if that counts.
Ted Marchabrota was there in the 90s.
Yeah, 96.
Oh, okay, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I think he was the first coach of the...
Yeah, I think he was the coach when they moved, if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe when
did they move? I don't remember. Steelers?
But I think Marchabrota got him to the playoffs once. Oh, maybe not.
It says there's only been 3 Ravens head coaches and 2 of them won Super Bowls. So
Billick. Yeah.
Mike Tomlin for the Steelers.
Well, again, there's not many to choose from. That's pretty good when your worst coach won you a Super Bowl.
Yeah. AFC West, Romeo Crennel for the Chiefs. Josh McDaniels for the Broncos. Dennis Allen for the Raiders.
Disrespect Lane Kiffin?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And Mike Riley for the Chargers.
Kevin Gilbride disrespect, too?
Yeah.
I won't stand for it.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, if you haven't picked up the greatest gambling novel ever written, now's the time. JesusNovel.com, available in all forms, fashions. And about to start our big national push next week, so you can be way ahead of the game. Jump right in. All right. What are you snickering at over there?
Me?
That sounded like a laugh. What did I do
now? No, nothing.
What did I do now?
Nothing.
So
I'm enjoying the show today, Fred. Yeah, having a good time in here.
I am too, and it's flying right by. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
We go to Florida, where a Florida man went to jail for a very Florida man reason this week. Apparently, Mikkel Dankner was very unhappy that his mom would not dress up his mannequin.
Okay.
Let's start with this. The guy's got his own mannequin, and apparently he wants his mom to dress it up for him.
That's not weird at all. No, don't judge his...
But that's not even the weird part of the story.
Okay, fine.
So he's a DJ in Miami, by the way, which is something else. But now he's having real problems because he attacked his mother, beating her with a kitchen stool, and shoving dumplings into her mouth. So he faces charges of aggravated battery on a victim 65 or older and domestic battery by strangulation. Okay, first off, who eats dumplings anymore? And then who uses them to stuff them down their mother's throat because they're mad that she didn't dress as mannequin?
Does seem like an overreaction, right?
According to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, Dankner and his mother were in their backyard when he asked her to dress his mannequin. That almost sounds like a euphemism, doesn't it? That's just really. After she refused to do so, he stood in her doorway, blocking her from getting back inside the home. So she pushed the mannequin to the ground. Oh, it turned into mannequin abuse. As he moved to pick up the mannequin, his mother ran inside, but he followed her into the kitchen, pushed her to the floor, and started shoving dumplings down her throat.
Seems legit.
Yeah, well, that's Florida, right? And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Speaking of our buddies at Zadok Jewelers, Thursday, April 11th through Saturday, April 13th, you can buy one wedding band and get another at 50% off. Buy two bands and automatically be entered to win the Honeymoon Helper giveaway. It's a $1,500 Southwest gift card. Win a free engagement photo shoot, a $300 Zadok gift card. Starting April 8th, Zadok Jewelers is doing an Instagram giveaway. To be entered to win, anyone can post a picture of their engagement ring and tag Zadok Jewelers and at Swish and Click. Zadok Jewelers will draw the winning name on Thursday, April 11th.
How much time do we have left before we need to go to break? It's time? Okay. Do you... Let's do this for the radio tease. If I said, what is the biggest reason Texas Tech was able to beat Gonzaga, what would you say?
I think they have... Well...
Because I've heard three things.
Okay.
And you've probably heard two of them.
Yeah. I'll.
One was Texas Tech was the better team.
Okay.
Which is an entirely reasonable take. Two is there was really poor officiating. That's also an entirely reasonable take.
And that's also every freaking team that loses.
There's a third take, though. I'm excited for you to tell me what you think about, because... It definitely surprised me.
Okay.
So that's the radio tease.
Nice
on the
tease.
Other side, I'll tell you why Gonzaga was really knocked out of the tournament.
Okay. Quick break. Some Blitz on ESPN 97.5. She said, babe, I'm sorry,
but I'm crazy tonight. Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.